I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in Oliver, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, Northwest and Southwest Baptist, getting ready to go at it in the men's portion of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt, for this Northwest men's team, perhaps coming off one of their best games of the season Monday night with that win over Northeastern State out of Tahlequah, 85-65, and they really shut down a pretty good offensive team out of Northeastern State.
Yeah, and that's the big key is they started that good play on the defensive end. Created some opportunities for them on the offensive end, but that was going to be a challenging team to play because they do like to drive, get to the free throw line a lot. It really tests the discipline of your defense all over the floor, not just with the guy with the basketball, but tests it all over the floor, and Northwest stood up to that challenge.
Northwest and SBU will be back here from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at
660-562-1248. 1992 graduate Daryl Johnson was recently inducted into the National Teachers Hall of Fame. Johnson is currently an English and Communications Arts instructor at Smithville High School in Smithville, Missouri. He says he tries to find ways to continue to relate to his students in the classroom.
Some of the key things to classroom success, from what I've been told, is good classroom management, knowledge of your content, and being able to connect with these young adults who are really living in this fast-paced world of informational text, to make these personal connections to literature. And some of my foundational principles include mutually high expectations of one another and embracing humor in the classroom, and making sure I get to know these kids as individuals. Once they know me and I know them, a true education can occur.
Johnson also received his master's degree from Northwest in 1998 and says the university has played a strong role in the success he's had since leaving the Maryville campus.
They prepared me very well for the classroom. In fact, I was at the alumni banquet this last year, and I sat at a table with Dr. Albertini and his wife, and Dr. Redd, my father-in-law, and Dr. Jasinski and his wife, and just reminded them how impressed I was with the quality of education that I received. And, you know, those professors that I had years ago still remember who I am. They remember where you come from. They were really invested in you as a student. And that said a lot to me. That spoke volumes to me.
Johnson is also a former Missouri Teacher of the Year, which gave him an opportunity to meet President George W. Bush in the Oval Office.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, your team on a pretty good roll right now.
Yeah, we've been playing well. Well, I guess I should say last game and a half we've played well. Before that, we won some games and came away with some road wins. And, you know, it's always tough in the conference. But, you know, last game we played pretty well. Hopefully that carries over in tonight, where we give great energy right to start.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the keys to the win against Northeastern State on Monday night, was just the fact that you had that energy to start the game with, and really executed well throughout the entire game.
That's pretty much what it comes down to in this conference and with our team, is you have to be ready to play. You have to be ready to play right from the start in warm-ups. You have to concentrate and prepare correctly, and then obviously carry that over to the floor and play with enthusiasm and emotion, and that's what we did.
And I think the thing you have to feel good about, too, is not only was it with your starting five, but you were getting guys coming off the bench where there wasn't any drop-off at all out there.
Yeah, guys played well, and our bench has been good all year. We specifically have guys that can score off the bench just for that fact. But, yeah, starters are always good, and obviously our bench has been good, and it just comes down to team energy. Do we have good energy? And if we do, I think we're going to play well. If we don't, then it's going to be a long night.
Now, tonight you've got a Southwest Baptist team that really lives and dies by the three-point shot.
Yeah, and, you know, they're coming off a loss. They've had a week break, and, you know, they're going to be as good as ever. They're going to be playing fast, getting a lot of threes up. who knows what kind of defense they're going to play. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full where we got to be ready.
I know a lot of times when you go up against a team that doesn't have a lot of size, that can cause them matchup problems. And from a standpoint of Northwest trying to match up with them, it's just that they've got a very good perimeter game. But on the other end, can you do some things inside against SBU tonight?
Yeah, you know, sometimes. You got to be able to get it in there. You know, it's just kind of game to game, depends on the four-man and if they can make plays and stuff like that. So I really don't know what it's going to come down to today. Outside of, you know, our defense, we've got to make sure we defend and get defensive rebounds. But as far as that matchup goes, you know, try to beat them on the boards. That's our objective every game, though.
And SBU is a team that plays very well here at the Meyer Sports Center.
They're probably about 20 points better at home than they are on the road, and that's a fact. I mean, they are that much better at home. So you have got to be ready to handle this kind of atmosphere and handle this kind of speed offensively, and then obviously be able to score on them in the other end.
Now, most teams play better at home than on the road, but how do you account for that much of a difference from the way they play at home on the road?
You know, it's the shooting. It's running up and down the floor. You're down here in Bolivar, which is close to not a lot of schools in our league. You know, it's just the whole atmosphere that goes along with it. But that style, that speed, really makes a big difference as far as the environment that you shoot in being consistent.
All right. Well, Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Sean.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
A Northwest Missouri State University Associate Professor will present a clinic at the Florida Flute Association Saturday, January 25th. Dr. Rebecca Donnell will present a clinic at the Florida Flute Association Convention in Orlando, Florida, titled Etudes That Engage. She says the clinic will showcase a project she's been working on for a few years.
The last few years, partly with Northwest Professional Development Funds, I've had a project of notating arrangements that I have been doing improvised, so to speak, in lessons with my students. And that is, one of the factors in flute study that builds a good player is the practice of using etudes, which are works designed to be fairly short, one or two pages, but have a very specific aspect of flute playing that it's looking to help the player improve.
Donnell says these are occasionally such great music they can be performed as concert pieces. She says the etudes considered most famous for flute repertoire are those of Joachim Andersen.
He wrote 9 books of etudes, and what I've done is taken the first 2 volumes that a player would study and arranged a fair number of them. I think I've got about 19 notated, either into flute duets or flute trios, or one is even as large as a quintet. I've also, for a few of them, written some original prelude material to help the player sort of warm up and get ready for the challenges of the etude at hand, or a step-by-step process of how to sort of break down the etude and how to learn it well.
The arrangements were inspired by Donnell's experiences as a student of legendary French flutist Marcel Moise, work she continues to use to this day with Northwest students. The 38th Annual Florida Flute Association Convention is a 3-day event filled with competitions, concerts, exhibits, and presentations.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to the Meyer Sports Center on the Southwest Baptist campus in Bolivar, Missouri. Time now to check the starting lineups. First of all, for Northwest Missouri State, lineup they've been going with throughout this season, Deshaun Cooper in one of the guard spots, a 5'8 senior out of St. Louis, Missouri, averaging 14 points and a 3 rebounds a game. Bryston Williams, averaging 11 points and 3 boards a game, also at a guard spot. One of the forward positions, Connor Kirker, a 6'2 sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas. He's coming off a 20-point performance against Northeastern State on Monday night, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds a game. Kyle Slake, a 6'10 senior out of Forth, Nebraska. He had 8 points and 10 rebounds against Washburn on Saturday. He's averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl, starting inside, averaging 15 points and 5 boards a game. He's a 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri. Second in MIAA in field goal shooting percentage at 63.5%. For SBU, their lineup should look like this. Preston Gio, the son of head coach Jeff Gio, at one of the guard spots. He's a junior out of Bolivar, Missouri, a 5'11 player averaging 11 points and 2 rebounds a game. Minna Stevens also starting, a 6'4 junior out of Los Angeles, California, averaging 6 points and 6 rebounds a game. Look for Afem Obukwelu to be in the lineup, a 6'4 sophomore out of Houston, Texas, averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds a game. Inside, Jawan Hill, a 6'7 senior out of Detroit, Michigan, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds a game. And also at a guard spot is Rashad Brown-Peterson, a 6'1 senior out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He tied the SBU single game scoring record against Missouri S&T earlier this season when he scored 40 points. In that game, he's averaging 18 points and 3 rebounds a contest. So that's the way the lineups look for both of these teams. We'll have a chance. Just pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats come into this game 11-5 overall. They're 6-1 in the MIAA, tied with Missouri Southern for the top spot. And at MIAA, is Missouri Southern coming off a win yesterday. SBU coming in 8-7 and 1-5 in a conference play. Earlier tonight around the MIAA, it was Fort Hays State's women defeating Central Oklahoma in Edmond tonight, 64-38. And also in Tahlequah, Oklahoma this evening. And the other women's matchup, the final score in that one was a close one with Northeastern State edging out Nebraska Kearney, 64-61. Those same teams on the men's side will go at it tonight as well. We'll be back getting ready for the tip-off from Bolivar right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at maryvillemo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in the Meyer Sports Center on the SBU campus in Bolivar, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. We're just a few moments away from tip-off of our men's matchup tonight between Northwest and SBU. Earlier tonight, it was a tough loss for the Northwest women, losing to Southwest Baptist 84-72. And it was a game where Northwest just dug themselves too deep of a hole early in that ball game, although they came back and outscored SBU by four in the second half.
Yeah, one thing that we've talked about with Coach Smith, you know, about this team is not just getting consistency, but playing, you know, 40 minutes of basketball. And Northwest just didn't get that tonight. They got off to a little bit too slow of a start. Now, you know, it was impressive. They got down by 23 points in that ball game at one point, fought their way back to within five there in the second half. And then big call by the officials. They called an intentional foul on what we really thought was far from an intentional. And that was 4 points that SBU got out of that when Northwest had it down to five. So it went from five to nine in one possession for Southwest Baptist, and then they were able to hold on from there. That was with about 2 minutes left in the game. So a real game-changing type of play there. But Northwest, had they played better right from the start, wouldn't have been in that position, as frustrating as that was. But still, the effort great to come back and make a ball game of it after getting down by so much in the first half.
One change in the starting lineup for SBU from what we were given earlier. They will be starting at in an inside spot. Desi Barmore, a 6'7 junior out of Fresno, California. He's third in the MIAA and 21st nationally in field goal percentage at 63%, averaging 15 points and 7 rebounds a game. He's starting in place of Efem Obukwulu. So that's a change in the lineup for SBU. And we're about ready to go here. Northwest in their traveling green uniforms with the black numerals trimmed in white. And for SBU, their home white uniforms trimmed in purple. Officials for today's game, we're just about ready to go as we'll get this one tipped up, tossed up. And the tip is controlled by Southwest Baptist as they go from our right to our left in this first half. Out to the top of the key, Preston Gio. They swing it out top of the key for Stevens. Back left side on the wing for Barmore. Now to Gio up front. Fakes left, goes right down the lane. Spins into the lane. Lobs it out front, left side for Barmore. Bring it out to the top as Northwest opens up in man-to-man defense. They are predominantly a man-to-man defensive team. Gio through the lane. Kicks it back off the right side. Driving to the free throw line off the right with Stevens. Now back left side, a three put up and missed by Brown Peterson. And Northwest with the rebound. Ashley pulls it away. Gives it to Crooker. Now to Cooper across the timeline left side. Sean Cooper picked up defensively by Preston Gio. Takes it to the top of the key. Pulls up free throw line left for the jump shot. Nothing but net. Sean Cooper knocks down the first bucket of the ball game. Northwest out to a 2-0 lead. Gio across the timeline, out front for Barmore. They try to go low left side for Hill. Spence, fadeaway jumper for 10, rolls out. Anschlake with the rebound for the Cats. And an outlet goes to Cooper. Left side, Crooker on the wing. Now to Slake trailing on the play at the top of the key. Back left side, Crooker. Right-handed dribble to the free throw line. Bounce pass low in the blocks. Intended for Starzl. Stolen by Gio. That's his 15th steal of the year. He'll take it across the timeline to the top of the key. Long bounce pass low right side. Reverse layup off the left by Barmore. And it's a 2-2 game. Northwest Missouri State and SBU. Out front, Schlake. Now to Cooper. He has to set up the offense. Cooper dealing to the right wing. Pulls up. Out front, finds Williams. Quick pass left side for Crooker on the wing in front of the SBU bench. Back right side for Cooper. Now to Williams on the left wing. The long three on the way. Good! Bryson Williams knocks down a three. His 24th of the year. And Northwest out to a 5-2 lead. Gio dribbling in the toward the right sideline in front of the Bearcat bench to the free throw line. Hooks the pass right side for Brown Peterson to the right baseline. With the left-hander dribble goes through the lane and into the left corner with a long bounce pass for Barmore. Takes the jumper long, go fight for the board and a foul. Reach over foul coming up on SBU. Jawan Hill a little bit out of position. Reaching over, commits the foul. That'll be his first. And Northwest will take it left to right here at the Meyer Sports Center.
Yeah, it was like he didn't even see Connor Crooker. He came flying in, crashing the boards like you're supposed to, and just absolutely ran over Crooker.
3-point Northwest lead across the timeline. Right side, Cooper. Dribbles between the circles. Looks right side for Williams. Williams dribbling down the right. High post right for Slake. Now it goes low right for Starzl. Up with a shot off the glass. Blocked away from behind by Barmore. Alec left side, Gio. Gio trying to find cutting through the lane. Barmore throws behind him out of bounds. Andy Peterson, assistant coach for the Bearcats, corrals that ball as it goes over to the Bearcat bench. 5-2 game, Northwest Missouri State in front of SBU. Cooper calls the play out in front of the scorer's table off the left side. Accelerates free throw line, through the line to the bucket. Lost the handle of the ball as he tries to go up with the layup, and it goes out of bounds. It belongs to SBU.
A little bit of sloppiness from both teams here in the early going.
Not a very huge crowd here at the Meyer Sports Center. In the past, this has been a tough place to play, a smaller arena, but one when they pack the gym, it makes a lot of noise. But tonight, a little bit quiet. Down the lane, left bar. More shot rejected by Slate. Picked up on right side by Williams on the fast break. Through the lane to the bucket on the left side. Lays it up, and it rolls out. But a foul as Jawan Hill will pick up his second foul. And this will send Bryson Williams to the free throw line. Bryson going to the line, nearly an 80% shooter on the season, as his free throw shooting percentage has slowly gone up as the year's gone along. 55 of 69 at the line.
Back in that year that they hosted the regional tournament, had really good team. This place was loud, energetic, hard for teams to come in and win.
Bryson knocks down the first free throw. We'll have a second. And that was right about the time that they did a complete remodel of this gymnasium, what used to be known as Davidson Fieldhouse, and probably a perfect example of how to take an existing structure and turn it into a very nice facility as Williams misses the second free throw. 6-2 Northwest Missouri State lead. Out to the top of Key Gio, dribbles to the left wing. Guarded by Bryson Williams, now a timeout by SBU. As Preston Gio was unable to find anyone open, calls the timeout before getting the five count. And Northwest Missouri State in the front here, 6-2 with 17:01 left in this first half. A good start to this game for Northwest.
Yeah, it really is. We've seen them hit an outside shot, which is good defensively. You know, they're keeping Southwest Baptist from getting any easy looks at the bucket. They're having to, you know, they're a team that likes to drive and dish it out to the perimeter to try to get a look from the outside. But Northwest, knowing that, having prepared for that, doing a good job defending it early on.
And for SBU, just 1 of 5 on shots. We're actually now 2 for 1 of 5 overall from the field. And 0 of 1 on three-point attempts. So Northwest, again, doing a good job defensively early against this SBU team.
Yeah, the easiest way to keep them from hitting three-pointers is to defend it well enough to not give them opportunities.
SBU will inbound as David Grobrovchek enters the game and then gives it to Preston Gill. They swing it on the right side off of the wing to the right baseline as Brown Peterson drives. Back left side is Stevens. Now out front for Grobrovchek. Left side for Gio, and a whistle, and a bump and a foul. Coming up, and this will go on Bryson Williams, being aggressive on the defense on Preston Gio, and picks up the first foul against the Bearcats in this first half. Grant Kozak coming into the game for Northwest as Kyle Slate goes to the sideline. Dombrovsek will inbound and bring it up between the circles for Gio, dribbles right side. Now out to the top of the key for Minna Stevens. They go low left for Barmore. Now front left side for Brasek. Brings it out between the circles. Gio. Gio dribbling left. Shot clock's at 17. 16:27 left in the first half. On the left wing for Brasek. Now top of the key left for Gio. Gio swings it back right side with 9 on the shot clock. Trying to spin as Stevens pulls up. Fadeaway jumper from 10 off the front of the rim and the rebound Northwest. Coming away with it is Cooper on the transition to the right wing and brings it back out. Northwest to set up the offense. Again, looking at man-to-man defense out of SBU. Their team has played quite a bit of zone this year. Out front is Williams. Williams at the top of the key trying to look inside. Nothing there. Back right for Cooper. Cooper with a dribble down the lane. Dishes cutting through the lane for Cosette. A ball fake up with a shot and good. Grant Cosette off the bench gives Northwest Missouri State an 8-2 lead. On the right wing. With it is, now they spring it left side for Gio to the top of the key, Barmore. Out of Brown Peterson as he dribbles between the circles. Right side pass for Ubuquilu. Looks on the left side, pass tipped by Williams, goes out of bounds. And it'll belong to Southwest Baptist with 15:30 left in the first half. Northwest up by 6. Starzl and Williams go to the sideline. Tyler Funk into the game, and also Zach Schneider checking in. Zach coming off a 19-point performance on Monday evening against Northeastern State. Rob Sickwell inbound, goes on left side for Stevens. Stevens in lane, spins left. Now brings it left for Brown Peterson. Between the circles, hands off to Gio and Whistle, and we've got a moving pick coming up against Southwest Baptist.
Yeah, he just kind of gave a shove to Tyler Funk as he went by after throwing that pass.
Brown Peterson getting called for the foul. Cats up 8-2, a long pass left corner. Kirkham wants the three, knocks it down. Takes the long pass from Cooper down that left sideline in the far left corner. Connor Kirker knocks down the three, and it's an 11-2. Northwest Missouri State lead over Southwest Baptist. And again, the start for the Bearcats continuing well, and Northwest kind of beating SBU at their own game here tonight.
That's exactly right, knocking down a couple of three-point shots early on in the ball game, something that we thought we would maybe see SBU do, but since Northwest is defending well on their end and on the other end able to get some open looks, knocking those down early on, and that makes it real tough because when you're a shooting team, a three-point shooting team like SBU, you need to have confidence, and Northwest doing a good job of taking that confidence away early on.
Northwest, a team that's not shy from shooting three-pointers as far as percentage goes. Northwest first in the conference in three-point shooting percentage, SBU seventh in that category, and they take an awful lot of them. That's why their percentage is down a little bit lower, but Northwest, out of their offense, they work and they get some good looks out on the perimeter.
Yeah, that's the big key is SBU sometimes will force them up when they're not necessarily there, where Northwest takes them in the flow of the offense.
11-2, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Trey Burkhall into the game, following the timeout. Into the right corner, Brown Peterson. He wants the three off the front of the rim. Rebound on the floor. Gio comes away with it. His dribble nearly stolen by Kirker. The back pedals wants the three on the left wing. A high bounce off the front of the rim. Rebound tip. And the putback off the right side is good as Desi Barmore knocks it down. And it's an 11-4 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Snyder out front. Looks off the right side for Kirker. Kirker back left side. Now back left wing. It goes for Cooper. Wants the three on the left off the front of the rim. Kozak crashes the board and has it for Northwest. On the blocks off the left side. Kicks to Kirker. Cutting in further. That is Plunk cutting through the lane. Misses the shot. The tip in by Kozad. No. Kozad with another attempt. Puts it up in. And a hell ball coming up.
He made a shot. How do you make a shot during a held ball? The key to held ball is held.
Yeah. Kozad just kind of smiles at the official after that was called.
Unbelievable.
We've got a break in the action with 14-21 left in the first half. Northwest 11, SBU 4 back after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Back in Oliver, Northwest 11, SBU 4 with Matt Gorder. I'm Sean Coffey. Possession arrow will give it to Northwest, coming back out of that timeout after Grant Kozad on his third attempt off of a rebound inside. Had it go down, but the hill ball before the shot went in. And the inbound coming out left side for Bryson Williams, who checked in during the timeout. And gives it to Funk out to the top of the key. Now high post to find Schneider. Back right side with it is Funk. Cross court left side for Cooper. Looking out a 3-2 zone out of SBU on the right side, Funk. Funk with the dribble to the free throw line. Finds cutting the bucket right side. Kozad fouled as he's knocked to the floor by Rashad Brown Peterson. And Grant will get to the free throw line. Check that they're going to give this on Obukwelu instead. That will be his first instead of Brown Peterson. So this will send to the free throw line to Grant Kozad. Kozad struggled a little bit at the free throw line Monday night, but typically a very good free throw shooter on the season. Is a free throw shooting percentage right now down to 78%. Shooting two, and the first one here is good. Grant, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri. Northwest in front 12-4. Bearcats coming into tonight, tied with Missouri Southern for the top spot in the MIAA, both with 6-1 records. Second free throw by Grant, misses too hard. Rebound Schneider for Northwest. And he'll put it out top for Cooper. Takes the three, rims around out. Schneider with the tip, won't go. Fight for the ward, and is pulled away by Stevens inside for Southwest Baptist. On the break is Gio into the right corner. Finds Burkhall, and his three rims around out. Whistle and a foul. And this one to go on Northwest, fighting for the rebound inside. Kozak gets called for the foul, his first. Trying to position for that board, and SBU will inbound baseline right. Again, Northwest out in front, 12-4. Inbound to Stevens. Out between the circles for Derek Stewart. Now Gio, a three off the right wing, misses, and SBU yet to hit a three tonight. 0-5 from three-point range. Cooper to the right wing. Brings it out top the key for Snyder. Left side for Williams. Now to Funk on the left wing. Funk back out front for Cooper. Looking at 2-3 zone now. Through the lane, Cooper drives, knocked to the floor, and a foul. The Buckley will get called for the foul. And that will be his second foul. And this will get Cooper to the free throw line. 5'8 senior out of St. Louis, Missouri. Sean knocked down the first bucket of the game, averaging 13 points a contest. Free throw good. Sean had a very strong second half Saturday in the win over Washburn, 16 points in the second half, and really continued that on throughout the entire game against Northeastern State on Monday night. And off to a good start here. 13-4, Northwest Missouri State in front, 13-21 left in the first half, and Deshaun knocks down both free throws. Cats up by 10. Gio across the timeline, accelerates to the top of the key, pushes the pass left side, as they got it to Barmore. Now turns, jumper off the back of the rim. Schneider clears around the rebound as the freshman gives an outlet to Cooper. Down to the right sideline, Cooper accelerates to the free throw line, left side for Williams, squares up, wants the three, got it. Nothing but net for Bryson Williams, his second three of the game, 7 points total. Northwest Missouri State increases the lead. 17-4, Cats in front. Barmore off the right side, gets it to Burkhall. Back to left side for Stewart. Out front right side for Barmore. Through the lane he goes, drives off the glass, rims around, out, and the rebound Schneider for the Cats. Alec goes to Cooper, he pushes it in transition across the timeline, left side from air left to air right. Out front for Funk, free throw line, back right side Williams, he drives the lane to the bucket, off the glass, won't go, and a whistle inside. And this one will go on Trey Burkhall of SBU, that'll be his first. And this gets Bryson Williams to the free throw line. Bryson does such a good job driving through the lane, drawing fouls and getting to the line. And Bryson, one of two from there this evening. 17-4, the Northwest men in front of SBU. Don't forget, Saturday afternoon, Central Missouri comes to Bearcat Arena. Free throw is good by Bryson Williams. Rashad Brown-Peterson into the ballgame for SBU. Back to the line, Bryson Williams for Northwest. The senior out of St. Joe Lafayette knocks down the second. Now 19-4, Bearcat lead across the timeline. Derek Stewart for SBU takes it to the top of the key, pulls up off the right side. Out front for Grabashek on the right side. They go low with it for Barmore. Spins, misses the shot, and a whistle and a foul. Let's see which way they go here. I think Tyler Funk may pick up the foul coming over on the help side underneath the bucket. Funk will pick up his first, just the third team foul on Northwest. Desi Barmore going to the free throw line, 6'7 junior out of Fresno, California. He's got a bucket so far this evening. Left-handed shooter, free throw is good. Kirker back in, Wallace in for the first time for Northwest as Funk and Cooper go to the sideline. 12-18 left in the first half. Northwest has led the entire way out to a 19-5 lead. Warmore just a 66% shooter at the line. Second free throw is good. SBU as a team for being such a good three-point shooting team, really terrible at the free throw line. They're last in the conference in free throw shooting percentage at 64%. Wallace across the timeline, out front for Schneider. Looks left side Wallace. Wallace cuts court right for Kirker. Connor with one dribble, back to Wallace to the left baseline underneath the bucket. Tries to kick it back out, but it's picked up by Burkhall for Southwest Baptist. On the fast break, they go into the right corner. And with the dribble and the drive to the bucket, Brown Peterson goes into the left corner for Grabovcik, and he misses the shot, and the rebound pulled down by Wallace for Northwest. Wallace on the break. Left side, Kirker squares up, wants the three off the left wing, rims around and out, crashing the board. Snyder, reverse layup off the left side is good. Snyder just racing down the lane, crashed the board, no one checked him off, has the rebound and the reverse layup. 21-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. Stewart to the top of the key, to the free throw line, pulls up. Left side for Burkhaw, trying to go low with it in the blocks left. With it is Barmore, shot misses, whistle and a foul. Inside, and this should get Barmore back to the free throw line, the foul on Northwest. Grant Kozad will pick up his second foul. 11:24 left in the first half. Northwest in front of SBU, 21-6. Barmore back to the line where he just knocked down a couple. First free throw on the way, too hard.
SBU, oh, their first 7 3-point attempts tonight.
And substitutions for Coach Jeff Guillaume. Guillaume in his 10th season as head coach at SBU. Preston Gill back into the ball game for SBU. His father, the head coach of SBU. Second free throw by Barmore is good. 21-7, Northwest in front.
And mother, assistant coach. Well,
that is true. That's a unique situation.
It sure is.
Out front right side, Crooker. Looks to Williams. Williams on the right corner for Snyder. Now back left side is Wallace. Wallace back right for Williams. Looks low left for Starzl, and DeLane takes the jumper and hits it. Starzl with his first bucket of the game as the 6'8 senior knocks it down. 23-7 Northwest. Left side is Tate Larson. Larson left to Gio. To the left baseline. A little runner on the way off the front of the rim. No rebound into the corner. Picked up by Wallace on the dribble. He'll take it across the timeline to the top of the key. Bounce pass right side. Kirker on the wing. Left to low right side for Starzl off the glass. And we got a goal 10 coming up. As Mendes Stevens went high to slap that away. And Northwest Missouri State will get it.
Yeah, the ball had hit the backboard and was above the rim when he knocked it away. So, an easy call there on the goal 10.
25-7, Northwest in front. Kyle Slake into the game. Snyder goes to the sideline for Northwest as Coach Ben McCullum using his bench 12. Jack Snyder, the freshman, coming off the bench, gave Northwest some good minutes. Gio out front, looks off the right side for Barmore. Swinging left for Gio. Fast pass low, left for Barmore, cutting through the lane out of a double team. Back left wing for Gio. Now high post left, Barmore spins, free throw line left with the left-handed jumper. Won't go, and Slake with the board. Outlet left side, Wallace. Cats on the break. Wallace to the top of the key. Now high post left for Slake, back to Wallace on the right. Williams left wing, goes low left for Starzl, trying to post up, spins left, ball fake, up with a shot, off the glass, one go, rebound, Slake, put back off the glass, no, the tip in by Starzl is good. Cats really have an advantage inside when they try to go with the low post pass, and it's a 27-7 Northwest Missouri State lead. Out to the top of the key, Abukwalu, now on the right side is Burkhall, fadeaway jumper from 15, knocks it in. It's his first bucket of the game, 27-9, Northwest Missouri State up. 9:45 left in at the first half. Wallace to the top of the key, dribbles right. Now to Slake between the circles, back to Wallace. Bounce pass low right for Starzl and a foul coming up. A reach-around foul will be called on Afame Obukwalu. And a timeout. Right, as a break in the action here with 9:37 left in the first half. It's Northwest 27, SBU 9. Back to Bolivar right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pittsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
9:37 left in the first half. The Northwest men in front of SBU, 27-9. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. The Northwest Bearcats have led by as many as 20 points in this first half, up 27-9 now. Dylan Starzl going to the free throw line, fouled before the timeout. Shooting a 1-1 in the front end of the 1-1 good. 7 points for Starzl. 28-9, Northwest in front. Mark Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, I really don't see SBU matching up well with inside players for Northwest tonight.
No, and I think one key is that Northwest has had to have their bigs guard beyond the paint several times tonight, so that really an advantage for them tonight as well.
Yale through the lane with the dribble, and his pass is stolen, trying to go low with it. It's stolen by Wallace for Northwest. On the fast break, finds Cooper, top the key, through the lane, low left side for Starzl. Ball fake up for the shot, blocked away. It will go out of bounds and belong to Northwest Missouri State. Cats again back up by 20. Matt Wallace went inbound baseline left. And Efim Obukwe will be back into the ballgame. And Desi Barmore to the sideline. And I think it's safe to say Coach Gio not real happy with his play. Just the reaction of the little discourse between the two. Driving the lane right side, Cooper rims around and out of the rebound to Tate Larson for SBU. He'll take it across midcourt. And goes low left with a pass for left side for Barmore. Spins, takes a jumper left side, and knocks it down over Starzl. Now 29-11 game, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper out to the top of the key. Looks left side, Forsyth goes low left for Starzl. Starzl kicks it back left side. Wallace just inside the arc, takes the jumper, runs around and out. And Juwan Hill with the rebound. Now at 20. Well, top of the key right for Gio. Gio down the lane. Kicks it back out front. Larson with it. Will take the jumper and knocks it down. We're going to check that. That's Burkholm. Burkholm knocks down the three out front. And it's a 29-14 lead for Northwest. It's first three-pointer of the game for SBU. Out to the top of the key. Wallace looks left side. Finds Cooper. Back right side for Kirker. Out of Wallace. He'll bring it out top. Goes cross-court left. Kirker wide open with the three. Misses too hard. Starzl trying to come up with the board. Knocked away and out of bounds by Tate Larson. Bearcats one down. Baseline right. Plunk and Kozad into the game. Slake and Wallace go to the sideline for Northwest. Both of these teams going to the bench frequently here in this first half.
You know, Funk and Kozad, that kind of sounds like a late 60s, early 70s rock group, you know?
Cooper to inbound. Lobs it all the way out front. And Kirker will bring it down on the right side, Funk. And Funk to the top of the key. Looks right side for Cooper. Cooper through the lane. Lost the handle on it. But he lost the handle because he was bumped from behind. And the foul coming up on SBU. This will go on Preston Gio. That'll be his first.
Coach Gio wanting a travel call, but the ball was knocked away while Cooper was dribbling, and they're not going to call many travels when players dribbling with the ball.
Not often, anyway.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. They're not supposed to. We have seen it. Yeah.
Cooper knocks down the first. We'll have a second. 30-14, Northwest Missouri State in front. And that's on the way and good. 31-14 Northwest. Gio down the lane to the bucket. Scoops the layup up and a foul. Gio driving the bucket, trying to go coast to coast with it. They'll count the bucket. And the foul coming up on Tyler Funk. That'll be his second. And Gio going to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point trip down the floor the traditional way.
And Gio didn't even look at the basket. He knew the bump was there and the foul was going to be called. Just threw it up and it went.
And knocked down the free throw. 31-17, Northwest Missouri State lead. Zach Snyder back in the game for Northwest. Cooper to the top of the key. Cats looking at a 2-3 zone. Cooper through the lane. Finds Snyder in the left corner. They leaves him wide open. Takes the three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped by Kozad. Goes out of bounds. And it will belong to SBU. 31-17, Northwest in front. They never trailed in this game. Led by as much as 20. Preston Gio across the timeline to the top of the key. Through the lane, pulls up, drags his pivot foot as he slides to a halt, gets called for the travel, and the ball goes right back to Northwest.
You just don't see any energy out of Southwest Baptist tonight.
Cooper will walk it across the timeline. Dribbles top the key, looks left side, Funk goes low left for Cozad. Cozad double team, kicks it out front. Cooper open, the three at the top of the key, good. Deshaun Cooper with 9 points in the first half, 34-17 Northwest. Gio out front between the circles for Hill. He's up right side, fit on the wing, driving as Burkhall. Now off the right wing, spinning down the lane was Hill, kicks it back out front. Gio with it on the left side. Shot clock's at 18. On the right side, now Gio, left of the lane for Burkhall. Back to Gio, goes low left side. Hill fades, jumper won't go. Rebound inside Crooker for Northwest. And SBU, a team that looks very impatient out there. They really get impatient as that shot clock continues to count down. They like to get their shots early in the shot clock. Out top of the key is Cooper, dishes the right side. Nice feed to Koze, goes up with a shot off the right side, draws a foul, and go to the free throw line.
Everything seems to be going Northwest's way here in the first half. Hopefully they're able to put 40 minutes of that together tonight, but it's been a solid outing so far.
David Gabrashek gets called for the foul. He's out of Slovenia. Picks up his first foul, and this will get Cozad to the free throw line. Free throw by Cozad on the way. Good. 35-17, Northwest Missouri State in front. 6:27 left in the first half. One more free throw coming for Grant, the junior out of Kearney, Missouri. Takes his time. Free throw on the way. Good. And he'll go to the sideline as Dylan Starzl enters the game. 36-17, Northwest Missouri State in front. Gio handling the point duties for SBU across the timeline to the right wing. Out front, left side pass for Barmore. Now on the left wing for Stevens. Spins on Falk into lane, kicks the right side for Gio. Bounce pass low right side for Gabrashek. Tries to drive and a bump and a foul. And picking up the foul will be Zach Schneider. Zach will pick up his first. Just the sixth team foul on Northwest with 6:13 left in the half. Wallace into the game, and Funk will go to the sideline for Northwest. Preston Gio will inbound into the right corner for Barmore. Out top of the key for Brown Peterson. Down the lane he goes to the bucket. Cut off by Cooper. Out front Gio. Gio at the top of the key, lobs it low, tipped away by Starzl, but it's picked up left side by Stevens. Stevens in the lane with the jumper from 10, rims around it out, and Starzl with the rebound Northwest. Alec Cooper across the timeline, left to right to the left wing. Long bounce pass baseline left for Williams, into the right corner for Wallace. Wallace out front, Schneider, high post for Starzl. Starzl at the right side, gives it to Wallace, back out front for Schneider. Now to Cooper at the top of the key, left side for Williams. 17 on the shot clock, Williams sets up, wants the long three, knocks it down. Bryston Williams hits another three as he now has 12 points on the evening, 39-17 Northwest. Gio out front, goes between the circles with a pass for Barmore. Left side pass Gio. 5:20 left in the first half to spin on Northwest. Gio forces a long three between the circles and knocks it down. His first three of the game. Came in with 38 on the season, 39-20 Northwest Missouri State in front. Stars a low post left side out of a double team. Takes a dribble in the left corner, lobs the pass out front, picked up by Schneider on the left wing. Now top the key, Williams sets up. He'll take a long three, runs around out, and the rebound inside. Barmore for SBU. Cross midcourt, left side, out of control. His dribble stolen away by Williams. Long out, it goes to Cooper. He races to the bucket, up with a shot, lays it up, and in. 41-20, Northwest Missouri State in front. 4:40 left in the first half. Gio across the timeline left side, lobs it low, tipped by Starzl, and it's picked up by Northwest and Williams. They've tried that play twice, and Starzl knocked the ball away both times. Out front right side, Cooper. Cooper through the lane, tries to dish low right for Starzl, and a whistle as foul coming up. And this will go believe, on, let's see, we'll go on SBU. And this one will go on an SBU with a break in the action as well with 4:26 left. Gale picks up the foul, his second. We'll be back and have more for you from Bolivar. Northwest in front, 41-20 over SBU. Back with more after this. 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
4:26 left in the first half. Northwest 41, SBU 20. Cats have led by as many as 22 in this one. And Matt, Northwest Missouri State putting on a very good performance tonight, not only offensively, but really shutting down an SBU team that likes to jack it up from three-point range.
Yeah, you know, and I think you and I are seeing the same thing, that SBU just doesn't seem like they've got the energy to be out here tonight. But hopefully the Bearcats from Northwest aren't seeing that, or if they are, just ignoring it, because you do. You want to play 40 minutes of basketball, because with a team that can shoot the three, they can come back in a hurry as well.
Cooper knocks down the first three throws. He's 5 of 5 tonight, now 6 of 6 as he hits the second. He's got 13 points as he'll go to the sideline. Connor Kirker back into the ballgame for Northwest. Cats going with Kirker, Williams, Snyder, also Wallace, and Starzl. Out top the key is Larson, into the right corner for Garashek. Out to the top of the key for Derek Stewart. He's guarded by Wallace. Northwest staying in the man-to-man defense. Sets up, wants the three off the left side, and rattles it down. Stewart with his first bucket of the game, 39th three of the season, and it's a 20-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front, 43-23. Wallace out top, dribbles near the timeline. Now goes left wing with it, being chased by Stewart. Pulls up at the free throw line, into the right corner for Snyder. Wants the three, and he hits the three. Snyder with his first three of the game. He knocked down a few against Northeastern State. That helped open up the ball game Monday night at Bearcat Arena. Through the lane right side, Larson kicks it back left side for Stewart. Now up front left is Obukwelu. He drives, misses the left, under whistle, and a foul here. And this one will go on Northwest.
Tell you what, three out of every four whistles you're hearing are from the same official. This guy really likes to hear his whistle blow. Zach Snyder turned away from the contact there and still got called for the foul.
His second foul, seventh team foul on Northwest. Mama Bokwelu did the free throw line out of Houston, Texas, and the first free throw is good. His first point of the game. Slake into the game. Snyder did the sideline for Northwest. 3:31 left in the first half, 46-24. Northwest Missouri State in front. Second free throw is good. 46-25 Northwest. Wallace handling the point duties across the timeline, being chased by Stewart. Lobs it, and it's overthrown. Trying to get it to Starzl, and it is picked off by SBU. On the fast break, with the dribble was Larson. Lost it from behind as Starzl comes away with the steal, and he'll give it to Williams across the timeline, left to right. That time, SBU just getting careless with the ball. Out to the top of the key is Wallace. Back left side for Williams. Gets a screen by Slake. Bounce pass hits the ankles of Starzl, and it bounces right back out to Williams. Right side for Wallace for the Cats. Looks left side for Kirker. Kirker dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass high post for Starzl. And lane fadeaway jumper from 10. Rims around and out. And whistle on a reach over coming up, I believe, on Slake here. He's a little bit blocked out by two SBU players. And Kyle will pick up his first foul. Caught reaching over. Kyle, a 6'10 senior out of Firth, Nebraska. Going to the free throw line, Tate Larson, a 6'4 freshman out of Des Moines, Iowa. Just a 57% shooter at the free throw line. 8 of 14 on the year. His free throw here breaks it off the left side, and the rebound to Starzl. Not even close. Alec goes to Wallace across the timeline for Northwest with 2:43 left in the half on the right side for Kirker. Again, man-to-man defense now out of SBU. Kirker dribbles left side. Out to the top of the key. Gets picked by Slake. Dribbles right side of the lane and a little runner on the way with the left hand off the front of the rim. No, a whistle inside as they fight for the rebound. And this one to go on SBU. Vrushik with the foul. That will be his second foul. And gets to the free throw line, Connor Kirker. Coming off a couple of fine offensive performances, knocks down the free throw here, and he's got 4 points tonight. At 19 points against Washburn on Saturday, and then 20 points against Northeastern State on Monday.
What's good about Kirker is he's creating shots inside with the drive. He's hitting the outside shot. He's got several levels of his game on the offensive end that's going to allow him to put a lot of points on the board in his career.
Misses the second free throw, and the rebound to SBU. Gio to the right side. Loses the dribble. Goes out between the circles for a Buckley loop. Now out front jumper won't go. Slake with the rebound for Northwest. Gives it to Wallace with 2:15 left. 47-25, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace to dribble left side. Screen by Starzl, pulls up, goes to Starzl on the pick and roll, left side, and lays it up and in. Nice feed from Wallace to Starzl, and Starzl in double figures with 10, 49-25, Northwest Missouri State in front. Gio with the dribble off the right side to the top of the key, pulls up at the free throw line, pops into the right corner off the baseline, driving to the bucket, and the shot rejected by Slake as he was able to block away that shot taken by Stevens. On the left side, Williams. Williams through the lane, drives through the bucket, shot swatted away, chased down by Gio out front, now stolen by Wallace with a collision out front and the foul. And we're going to give this one on Northwest and to Matt Wallace to pick up his first foul. 19th foul now on Northwest. So a 1-1 opportunity coming for Preston Gio, who is 1-for-2 at the line. Cooper back in. Wallace to the sideline for Northwest. 1:36 left in the first half. Win for the Cats tonight would put them a half game in front of Missouri Southern in the MIAA standings. Free throw by Gio is good. 49-26, Northwest Missouri State in front of SBU. Second free throw off the front of the rim, and Kirker with the rebound for the Cats. 1:32 left. Kirker gives it to Cooper, and he'll take it across the timeline. Okay, man-to-man out of SBU as Cooper drives, bumped by Gio, and this will get Cooper to the line. Gio with his third foul. So Cooper will go to the line. Deshaun perfect at the line tonight, 6 of 6. Came into the game just a 66% shooter at the line, a much better free throw shooter through his career than that. And his free throw here rolls in.
Yeah, he'll definitely bring that percentage up tonight.
50-26, Northwest Missouri State in front. Another free throw on the way for Deshaun. That one's good. 51-26, Bearcats. Across the timeline, Stewart for SBU. Takes it top of the key to the free throw line, pulls up his dribble. Looks on the right side. Obukwelu. Bounce pass low right for Stevens. Goes into the lane, puts up the shot, hits it, and a foul. Driving to the bucket. A little bit of a double team inside, and the foul will go on Kyle Slake. That'll be Slake's second foul. Amanos Stevens to the line, a 6'4 junior out of Los Angeles, California. Came into this game 6 points and 6 rebounds per contest. Trying to make this a 3-point trip down the floor, and he does as he knocks down the free throw. 51-28, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper across midcourt right side. At 2-3 zone. Now dribbles out front left into the left corner for Williams. Now to Cooper. Cooper back to Williams. Left corner. The three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Rebound for Starzl. Kicks it back out to Kirker. Top of the key. Three is off the front of the rim. And the rebound to SBU. Stevens down the left sideline to the left wing. Out of the free throw line. Back left side. Obukwelu takes the jumper and knocks it down. A three-pointer. As he hits it from the left side, it's a 51-32 Northwest lead over SBU. Under 28 seconds left in the half and a timeout Northwest, as we'll keep it right here. Again, it's been all Northwest so far, 51-32, Cats in front of SBU.
Yeah, but again, you always have to keep that three-point shooting ability for SBU in the back of your mind, because three-pointers can get you back in a game in a hurry. So the Cats have to continue to play like they have throughout this first half as we get into the second half to make sure that this lead is safe.
SBU right now 4 of 12 on three-pointers out of this first half. The Cats 6 of 14 on threes. Cats as a team shooting 44%, 14 of 32. SBU 10 of 28 at a 36% clip.
You know, we've seen times where SBU teams will come out and make six straight threes, you know, and something like that. So it's just something that you always have to be aware of if you're Northwest. Is it likely to happen tonight? Probably not, but it's something that you just have to be keep in mind, because three-point shooting team like this can be streaky.
Across the timeline, Cooper for the Cats following the timeout as Northwest sets up to look for the last shot here. Cooper backpedaling in front of the scorer's table off the left side, looking to go one-on-one with Derek Stewart. Just dribbling as the clock winding down to 10 seconds left in the half. Cooper dribbles left side through the lane, kicks it left corner. Snyder, the three on the way. Nothing but net from the left corner with 3 seconds left. Inbound coming out to Barmore. A long jumper from midcourt rims out, and Northwest Missouri State will go into the locker room at halftime with a 54-32 lead over Southwest Baptist. We'll be back and have more for you from Bolivar, Missouri, right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back in Bolivar, 54-32, Northwest in front of Southwest Baptist. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, a good first half for Northwest, coming out and doing really what the coaching staff wanted to do out of their game plan for tonight.
Well, the thing that they did is they shot the ball real well early on in the game, and really throughout the first half, but that allowed them to get out to a lead so that they could kind of play comfortably. And the one thing they did is, even though they can play comfortably, they didn't get comfortable, you know what I mean? They continued to play strong on the defensive end, didn't give a lot of easy looks to Southwest Baptist. Exactly what they expected to happen has happened, and they've been able to defend three, you know, a lot of drive and kick out for three-point attempts for Southwest Baptist, and Northwest has just done a tremendous job to give them as tough looks as possible.
Northwest led by as many as 25 out of the first half, and Matt, again, going back to what you're talking about before the end of the half, now Northwest really needs to come out in the second half and continue to play intense basketball out there and put the pressure on SBU and not allow SBU to get back into the ballgame, especially the first 5 minutes of the second half, I think will be critical.
Well, I think, you know, that's a lesson that Northwest has learned this year, you know, so we'll see if that carries over, which I really think it should. I don't think there needs to be a lot changed for Northwest. They just need to be more aware of the perimeter game for Southwest Baptist, because Their game plan of driving and kickouts probably going to get a little heavier that way, because they're going to, a team that relies on the three, obviously when they need to come back from a lot down, is going to rely on it even more. So that perimeter defense is going to have to be there in the second half.
54-32, Northwest up at halftime over Southwest Baptist. We'll be back, have more for you, and including an interview with the head coach of the Northwest women's team, Michael Smith, as the Northwest women lost tonight to Southwest Baptist 84-72. Now we'll be back and talk with Coach Smith right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
In Bolivar, 54-32, Northwest Missouri State men with the lead at the half over Southwest Baptist. Joining us now is the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith, after an 84-72 loss tonight. Coach, you and I were just talking, and I know John and I talked a lot about it during the broadcast, and when you go against a team that shoots 70% for more than half of the game, and sometimes when that happens, it's because there's no defense. But that just wasn't the case tonight. You guys seem to be defending them well. Just everything went down.
The only issue that I felt like our team really had in the first half was about the first 6 minutes when we gave up a few transition baskets. That was the only issue I felt we had defensively. I've never seen a team. I've been coaching a few years, 17. I've never seen a team shoot it like that in the first half.
Yeah.
Like you said, contested with a hand in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, as you and I were just talking, we had the kid that was ninth on our scout list that goes 5 for 5 from the field.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just one of those deals where, you know, and man, I thought our kids did everything that they could. I thought this was the best road game we'd had all year. There was a lot of energy. You look at our stat line. We get 14 offensive rebounds, so they're 3. We go 40 points in the paint, so they're 18. We only turn the ball over 13 times. We have 16 second chance points, so they're 0. If they, you know, obviously they shot the way they did. If they hadn't, it'd have been a blowout.
Yeah.
For us. I mean, as far as, you know.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because I really felt like our kids fought, played hard. I mean, we get down 23 or 25, and we come back and get it to 5, and you know, it was really nice. Don't get me wrong, it's not fun to get another loss, but if we can just harness a little bit of this, and you and I've talked about it, if we can just harness a little bit and get, hey, let's just get 30 minutes of what we're capable of doing, you know. If we get 30 minutes, we'll be able to beat a lot of teams that we have left on our schedule. So,
you know, you and I have talked about trying to take that positive approach, and even in a loss, you have a lot of positives to keep going in that direction from this game.
You know, our talk in the locker room after the game and was just like, hey, we knew they couldn't shoot it that well again. I mean, they still shot it pretty well in the second half, don't get me wrong. But, you know, we just continued to fight. We just owning the boards like we did. It was just, we had more assists than turnovers. We hadn't seen that a whole lot this year. I mean, so that we're sharing the basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're not being selfish and hogging the ball. So it's all those things that a coach looks at. Statistically, we win by 20.
Yeah, I know. We're holding stat sheets here. If you cover up the bottom half where Southwest Baptist is, you look at your statistics, it's a heck of a night.
Yeah, you know? It's an unbelievable night.
Yeah.
It is.
A near double-double for Annie Matthews tonight. 20 points tonight. Typically, we see her in the double-digit rebound. Had 9 there. That's where she was close. But, boy, what a solid effort.
Yeah, just great effort. You know, I mean, Ariel responds after, you know, the other night, you know, with the with setting her a little bit. She, you know, she has 19 points, which, you know, she's capable of doing. But more importantly, she's got 7 assists to 2 turnovers, and, you know, in 37 minutes. So, you know, she's just distributing the basketball, those type of things. It was just a couple of, you know, if we could have got a couple of stops on the out-of-bounds play there after the so-called intentional, you know, that you and I talked about. I mean, our kid hustled her, just hustled her tail off from the other end of our block on one end and was the first one down. And she just had so much momentum. And, you know, obviously you can question it all we want, but we can't go back and change it. But she was going to shoot free throws regardless.
Right.
But the thing is the next two times on the floor when we took the ball out underneath the basket, we let them score.
Right.
That was the issue.
Yeah.
So
I thought she got a good offensive spark in the second half off the bench from Merity Scott. She had some key, well-timed buckets, too.
She did. You know, she just she played big for us the other night at home against Northeast Oklahoma. Matter of fact, I just talked to her a little earlier after the game. She came up there where I was to get something off the bus, and she did. She's just, I told her, I said, hey, this is, you know, it's, I said, I don't want you to think about this in a bad way, but your time's almost up. You need to go out and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And have fun. And I think that's how she's played the last couple of games, just freely, I guess is a way to put it. Just
that's kind of an example of what you've been talking about. You want a lot of players to do a little bit more, and her little bit, it feels bigger because it's an important, it's what you're asking out of.
I told, you know, tonight, look at, she gave us 2 more offensive rebounds tonight.
Yeah.
To the other night. I mean, it's, you know, but that gives us 4 more possessions.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's just little things like that, you know, like you said, just giving us one positive, but she has given us a little spark, and we got good minutes from our entire bench, I thought, tonight. We really did. I thought this was the best overall game, regardless of win or loss. I thought it was the best overall game as a team we have played mm-hmm. all year.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, encouraging. I know you got a tough one coming up on Saturday, but
hey, it's only the number 8 team in the country.
Yeah,
right now.
But that's all right. The important thing is it's at home.
It's at home. You know, I'm sure Bearcat will be rocking. And as I told our girls a little bit after the game, there's no pressure on us.
Yeah,
all the pressure is on the number 8 team in this country coming to our place. We just go out and play team basketball, and I feel like we've got a great chance because they've been played pretty close. Missouri Western played them to 5 last night. Pitt State last week played them to 2. Emporia got them at Emporia. So, I mean, that's if we play together, I mean, we've got a good chance. We're going to have our hands full. There's no doubt about it. They've got some players on that team. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
All right, Coach. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Again, they lost tonight 84-72 to Southwest Baptist at the half of the men's matchup, 54-32. Northwest with a lead. John will have some first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln.
Back at the Meyer Sports Center in Bolivar, Missouri, looking quickly at the totals here. Northwest Missouri State ended up shooting 45% from the field. They were 7 of 15 from three-point range and 17 of 20 at the free throw line. SVU, 8 of 11 at the free throw line, just 4 of 12 from three-point range and 10 of 28 from the field at total. Bearcats out-rebounding SVU tonight, 27 to 14. Only 4 turnovers for the Bearcats, 7 for Southwest Baptist. 3 players in double figures for Northwest. Paced by Deshaun Cooper with 15 points, 12 points for Bryson Williams, and 10 points for Dylan Starzl, and no one in double figures for SVU. Again, Northwest at the half in front of SVU, 54-32. We'll be back and get you set for second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest's award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticultural Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
We owe you a station identification before we go to the second half. Northwest in front, 54-32, as they lead Southwest Baptist. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest and Southwest Baptist getting ready for a second half play. Again, the Bearcats in front, 54-32. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, keys to this second half.
Just perimeter defense is the big thing. You know, Northwest looks very comfortable offensively, and if you continue to play good defense, you're obviously going to be able to score on the offensive end. But that's just the big key, because perimeter play is, or perimeter shooting for Southwest Baptist is the only thing that could get them in back in the basketball game tonight. So perimeter defense is it.
Cooper along with Williams, Starzl, Slake, and Tricker to start this second half for the Cats. Their original starting lineup, and SPU will inbound, go from our left to our right. Gio along with Rashad Brown-Peterson, who did not see much playing time out of the first half for a guy who averages 18 points a game, sat on the bench a lot of the half. He'll take the inbound. Also on the floor is Menace Stevens for SPU, along with Desi Barmore, and the right side jumper tipped up, won't go in the rebound Northwest. With it is Cooper across the timeline, left side to the left wing. Out to the top of the key, and sets up the offense for Northwest as they go from our right to our left in the second half. And when they're traveling green uniforms with black numerals trimmed in white, into the lane, the pass goes to Starzl, pulls up with a shot, won't go off the right side. Slake with the board, and the put back won't go. And the rebound underneath the bucket, pulled down by Stevens for Southwest Baptist. Brown Peterson on the break, throws it away, is picked up by Kirker for Northwest. Kirker from right to left, across the timeline to the free throw line, left corner for Williams. Now he drives through the lane, kicks it back left side, and he throws it away, trying to get it to Kirker in the left corner. Kirker cut right, the ball went left. Out of his reach and out of bounds. So neither team playing very stellar basketball to start this second half. Northwest in front, 54-32. Gio across the timeline. Looks left side for Barmore. Now out to the top of the key, Jumon Hill. Now to Gio. Northwest a man-to-man defense. Gio spins into the lane. Bounce pass high post left for Hill. Takes the jumper and knocks it down from 10 feet out. That's his fourth point of the game. 20-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper out front, finds Slake. Left side is Williams. Now to Kirker at the top of the key. Right side, Cooper. Cooper expires the dribble. Goes cross-court left side for Kirker. Now into the left corner for Williams. Williams dribbles out front left, pulls up, goes right side for Cooper. Cooper at the top, drives the lane, dishes left side for Williams, shot clock's at 10. Williams through the lane, up the glass, one go, rebound Slake, one dribble, kicks it back out front right side for Cooper. Into the right corner, Williams, as Northwest will run a little more clock. On the left side, Cooper sets up, wants the three, rims around out. Rebound in the lane, and Gill with it for SBU. Cats a couple good looks at the bucket, they just wouldn't fall. Gio through the lane, pulls up the dribble, kicks it back out front. Brown Peterson, the top of the key three off the front of the rim. And the rebound, Starzl for Northwest. Down the left sideline, Cooper to the left wing. Sets up, wants the three, and knocks it down. Deshaun Cooper knocks down the three. He's got 18 points tonight. Northwest in front, 57-34. Now Peterson off the right side with the dribble, trying to post up on Cooper. This is low left side, and a slam dunk as he got the feed to Jawan Hill as he rattles the backboard. 6 points for Hill, 57-36. Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper across the timeline to the left wing, lost the handle on the dribble, and is picked up by SBU on the break. Now Peterson, now right side, driving whistle as the shot went up and missed by Barmore, and a whistle and a foul. This to go on Northwest. This will go on Connor Cooker. That'll be his first foul. And gets Barmore to the free throw line. Barmore is 6'7", junior out of Fresno, California. Third in the MIAA in field goal shooting percentage. And we'll have a second free throw coming after missing the first. Just a 66% free throw shooter on the season. Takes his time. Second one on the way, and that's too hard. And the rebound spars all for Northwest. Gives it to Cooper. 57-36, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper slows the pace, walks across the timeline right side. Out front for Williams. Goes low, nice feed in the lane for Starzl, and knocks down the shot on the left side. That ball just threaded a needle, and the Starzl is able to put it up and in. 59-36, Northwest. Bounce pass low left, whistle and a foul after a bump out front. Barmore had the pass and was fouled on the play. Williams or Starzl. Single on Starzl. That'll be Starzl's first foul. On the floor, so SBU will inbound, baseline left. Gale looking to inbound. Before he does, whistle away from the ball, and another foul coming up on the Bearcats. And this time, Starzl gets called again. So a couple quick fouls on Dillon, that time just trying to position inside with Jawan Hill. Gale again trying to inbound off the baseline left, lobs it all the way out front, chased down by Stevens. Left side for Brown Peterson, low left for Hill. Hill spins in the lane on Starzl, takes the jumper from 10 off the front of the rim. No, the putback is good off the right side by Rashad Brown Peterson. That's his first bucket of the game. He averages 18 on the season, 59-38 Northwest. Cooper out front near the timeline. Dribbles right side to the right wing, trying to look inside, nothing there. Now to Kozad, who checked in. Kozad goes left side for Kirkert, left corner Williams. Williams back out front. Kirker swings it right side as they look at a 2-3 zone. Through the lane, Cooper back left side. Kirker on the wing with the three off the front of the rim, and the rebound inside. Pulled away by Hill for SBU. Caps a little bit cold from the field to start this second half. Gill with it out front for Brown Peterson. Roshick with it on the left side. Now to Stevens through the lane. Drives on Kirker. Stops, pops from six and knocks it down. 59-40, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper across the timeline left side. Into left corner for Williams. Low left corner, Kozad. As he tries to spin, whistle, and a quick foul and a little bit of a bump inside. And this one to go on Grabrashek, and he questions that call, and I think he's got it right through that
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. That's the official that we talked about in the first half, that three out of four whistles came from him, and he hasn't had too many here in the early going, so maybe he's just catching up.
If there was contact, it was very minimal, but Northwest will benefit from it on the inbound left side. A shot rims around and out by Kirkett from 10 feet out, but Cooper crashing the board through the lane comes up with it. Now he drives back through the lane, lays it up and in. Deshaun Cooper got the rebound, dribbled out of the lane, then reversed and went right back through and has the easy layup. 61-40, Northwest Missouri State in front. He across the timeline to the free throw line, spins down the lane. Bounce pass low left side for Hill. Back left side, Gill, a three off the back of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Tipped a couple times. Controlled by Hill. Posts up on Kozeb. Goes up with a shot. And the charge coming up on Hill. That'll be Hill's third foul. Kozeb a little slow to get up as he hit the floor pretty hard on his back. But he popped up and was okay. Good job by Grant holding his ground in the post. 61-40, Northwest Missouri State in front of SBU. 15:32 left in the game. Cooper to take it across the timeline on the left side. Dribbles out between the circles. Left side for Snyder. He'll take the three and knocks it down. He just came entering that last dead ball. Just turns and knocks down another three. That's his third of the game. 64-40, Northwest Missouri State in front. Deal out between the circles, guarded by Tyler Funk, who also checked in during that last dead ball. Pass left side, intended for Brown. Peterson led him a little too far as Ewan Hill tries to go with that pass in the left corner. And now 5-for-5 substitution for Coach Jeff Gill of SBU. 64-40, Northwest Missouri State in front, 15:04 left in the game.
At last play, they had a size advantage with Deshaun Cooper, the defender on the play, trying to post up inside, but the effort advantage went to Cooper.
Cooper, top of the key, back pedals, ball fake, goes left side for Kirker. Kirker into the left corner, Funk. Tyler with the dribble to the free throw line now. Pivots and brings the pass outside for Cooper. Shot clock's at 12. Cooper at the top of the key. Looks to go one-on-one down the lane. Now this is low left for Kozad. Ball fake off the glass. Rejected out of bounds. Over one to Northwest as Barmore got his 15th block of the season. Breaking the action with 14:35 left in the game. Northwest 64. Southwest Baptist 40. We'll be back to Bolivar, Missouri right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
64-40, Northwest Missouri State in front, 14:35 left in the game. Buck Weinbaum for the Bearcats, baseline left as we come back out of the timeout. Just the inbound left side for Kirker. Kirker dribbles free throw line through the lane. Goes with a right-handed push shot inside. Bumped and fouled and get to the free throw line. Another thing we're seeing a lot out of Connor this season, using his right hand, predominantly a left-handed player, and he will get to the free throw line. Fouled that time by Trey Burkhall, who picks up his second foul. Connor at the line. Free throw is good. Connor among the leaders in the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage, over 88% on the year from the line. 6'2 sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas, second free throw good. 66-40, Northwest Missouri State in front. Tate Larson goes left side for Obokwelu. Out between the circles, Burkhall. Now right side, Larson. Larson down the lane as he drives a whistle and a foul. Trying to drive down that right side, and foul comes up on Connor Kirker. That'll be Kirker's second foul. Fourth team foul on the Bearcats in the second half. SBU to be inbound on the sideline off the right. Buckley-Lew with the inbound. Out between the circles, Larson. Just caught up from the air, dishes right side. Stewart, a three-pointer on the right side, drops it down. His second three of the game. He's got 6 points total, 66-43, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper across midcourt off the left side. Takes it to the top of the key. Pulls up, goes left side for Snyder. Back to Cooper across court right. Now out front, looks left side for Kirker. Low left for Kozak, cutting through the lane, spins left. Now back right, little hook shot is good. Grant Kozak knocks down the hook, and it's a 68-43 Northwest Missouri State lead. 13:38 left in the game. Larson, right side for Stewart. Now back left side for Obokwelu, misses the shot, rebound. Kozad knocked to the floor and a foul. This one to go on Barmore for SBU. Kozad did a great job blocking out inside and with puck from behind. Barmore picks up his second foul. All right, I have him down for a second. The scoreboard has him down for one. 68-43, Northwest Missouri State in front. Inbound goes to Cooper, and he'll take it across the timeline. Dribbles off the left side. Looking at 2-3 zone on the left side. Snyder, he takes the three attempt, rims around, and in. Zach Snyder, red hot from the field, and he has 16 points, 71-43, Northwest Missouri State. On the left side is Stewart, trying to go low into the corner. No one there. Well, out of bounds, and it belonged to Northwest Missouri State. Seeing now players looking at each other for SBU and kind of bickering among themselves as they come down the floor. Gio into the game. Larson to the sideline. Also Stewart to the bench as Brown Peterson re-enters the game for Coach Jeff Gio. 71-43, Northwest Missouri State in front. Just over 13 minutes left in the game. Cooper across the timeline off the left side to the top of the key. Cross court right side for Funk. Now to Crooker. And it goes off Crooker's fingertips out of bounds. They've been deflected slightly by Brown Peterson, and then Crooker tried to come up with that and just couldn't hold on to the pass. 71-43 Northwest. Gio into the front court off the right side. Hands off to Larson. Larson gets a screen. Pulls up free throw line right. Now back to Gio on the right side. Gio behind the back with the dribble. Through the lane. Bounce pass right side for Hill. Takes the jumper from 12. Won't go. The tip and attempt. No by Brown Peterson. Rebound on the baseline. Kozak will give it off to Cooper, and Cooper races across the timeline, now slows up, didn't have the numbers. Dribbles left, now down the lane he goes, to the bucket, lays it up and in. No one came over to pick him up as he went down the lane, has the easy layup. And for Cooper, just another fine performance tonight. On the left side is Brown Peterson. Now left side jumper put up and missed by Barmore, rebound north. Now it drops in as got the roll, and it's now 73-45, Northwest Missouri State lead. Cooper across midcourt, dribbles right side. Right now with 22 points on the evening, they go in the lane for Kozak, gets a hook, but a whistle and a foul before the shot went down. Foul will be on SBU. Fourth foul on Hill. Wallace and Williams into the ballgame now for Northwest as Funk will go to the sideline.
Tell you, for Southwest Baptist, the lowest point total they put on the board this year is 70, and they're really going to have to push to try to get to that tonight.
Cooper also on the bench now as the inbound goes to Williams off the left side, out between the circles for Crooker, right side for Wallace. Left side is Crooker. Crooker to the left wing, to the free throw line, spins down the lane, left side with the shot high off the glass, rolls in. Connor Crooker, there are 8 points, 75-45, Northwest Missouri State in front. Out front left side, Larson open, three, just barely caught the net as it goes out of bounds, it belonged to Northwest. Right now it looks like it's a Southwest Baptist team, Matt, that just doesn't want to be on the floor.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Just walking down the floor very slowly on defense as Northwest will push it across the timeline right side. Williams on the right wing, out top the key for Wallace. Left side, Crooker, a three on the way, knocks it down. Connor Crooker hits the three, goes into double figures with 11 points, 78-45. Northwest Missouri State up. Gio launches a three out front between the circles, misses, rebound. Snyder for Northwest, Alec Wallace. Down the left sideline with the dribble to the top of the key, pulls up left side. Snyder, he'll take a three. This one off the front of the rim. Rebound will go out of bounds and it belong to North, rather to Southwest Baptist.
You know, one thing you always get nervous about with teams when they do build out a big lead is if they do back off with their energy, and Northwest has not done that. They're keeping their foot on the gas and trying to build that lead as big as possible.
And right now, the largest lead that they've had all day, all night long, at 33 across the timeline on the left side. Gio, top the key to the free throw line, bounce pass left side, the drive and the shot won't go. A foul as David Gabrosik takes the shot and misses, but was fouled on the play. Kyle Schlake, who just entered the ballgame, picks up his third foul. Gabrosik to the free throw line, averages 5 points and two rebounds a game. Again, he's out of Slovenia, 6'7", freshman. Free throw on the way, good. His first point of the game. We're seeing a lot of teams in the MIAA doing some foreign recruiting and having success bringing some good players into the MIAA. Second free throw, good. 78-47, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace, Crooker on the right wing. Lobs a pass cross court left side, Williams. 2-3 zone out of SBU. to the right baseline. The ball knocked loose and a whistle and a foul. Coming up, this one will be on SBU. On the floor, just the fifth team foul on Southwest Baptist. Now sixth team foul on SBU. A foul on, on Preston Gill. That's his fourth. Inbound right side for Kirker. Brings it out between the circle. Snyder looks left side, Williams. Now back right for Kirker. Wallace cutting through the lane. Back out Kirker. Now to Snyder. They work on the perimeter zone. Low left side for Slake. Back to Williams on the left wing. Open. Three on the way. Knocks it down. Good ball movement for Northwest. Working it through that 2-3 zone. They got the kick back out to Williams. Has the easy three. 81-47 Northwest. Brown Peterson through the lane. Drives. Misses the layup. And Northwest with the rebound. Williams with the board. Cats doing a good job of lining just one shot each trip down for SBU. Out front, Williams looks right side, Kirker. Out of Williams at the top of the key. Left side for Snyder, low left for Slake. Left of the lane for Wallace. Wallace with the dribble through the lane. The runner on the way, too hard. Pipe for the board, controlled by SBU. Brown Peterson down the lane, the other way to the bucket. Shot won't go, too hard. Rebound pulled away by Stevens. Fadeaway jumper from six off the right side, good. And a Stevens with the shot. And we've got an injured SBU player who hit the standard, I believe.
Rolled his ankle.
And he is in some pain underneath the bucket.
Yeah, that was Brown Peterson after that shot. He came down and rolled his ankle as he landed. Of course, Coach Gio came out, but instead of checking on his player, he's complaining to the officials about how there wasn't a foul call there when, like I said, he really didn't come down awkwardly or anything. It just simply rolled the ankle as he landed, something you see happen all the time in basketball.
He's up now, and it looks like it's his left ankle as favoring that going over to the sideline. Got a break in the action now with 9:34 left in the game. Northwest 81, SBU 49. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
81-49, Northwest in front of SBU. Back in Bolivar. Cats with the ball on the right side. With it is Kirker. Adam Williams, three on the way. Rims around and out. Rebound tipped inside. Larson will have it for Southwest Baptist from our left to our right. Gio down the lane. Gets caught up near. Kicks it back right side for Stevens. And it's stripped out of his hands by Wallace for Northwest. Behind the back with the dribble to the top of the key. Looks right side in the corner. There's Kirker. Three on the way. Off the front of the rim. No. Slate picks the rebound. They'll get called for the foul. Reaching over. That will be Kyle's fourth foul. We'll have a chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Kozak comes into the game for Northwest as Zach Snyder goes to the sideline. Cats have led the entire way up 81-49. Left side three by SBU misses as Brozic takes the three attempt, and trying to come away with the ball was Derek Stewart will get called. Now, to say the ball just tipped off the steel, goes out of bounds, so Northwest will have it and inbound right in front of the SBU bench. Back in the ball game is Barmore for SBU. 81-49 Northwest with 8:46 left. Bearcats looking to go up by a half game in the MIAA standings in front of Missouri Southern if they come up and hold on with this win. Williams off the right side for Wallace. Out of Slake, baseline right for Kozad. Goes up with a shot off the left hand on the right side and knocks it down. Grant Kozad with 9 points, 83-49 Northwest. Out front, Barmore. Out of Larson on the left side. Dribbles to the top of the key through the lane. On the right side for Gio. Back left side, Stewart. Slow left. Gets it in the lane. The shot is up and missed after a ball fake. Barmore went up with a shot. Draws the foul. We'll get to the free throw line. Slake will pick up the foul. That'll be his fifth. He'll go to the sideline with 8:17 left. The 6'10 senior out of Forth, Nebraska. We'll go to the sidelines as Zach Schneider re-enters the ballgame for Northwest.
Slake's been one of those guys we're seeing get better game in and game out, and that's been fun to see.
Being much more aggressive on the rebounds, and the free throw right now by Barmore is good. Barmore now 3-7 at the free throw line, 9 points on the evening. 83-50 Northwest in front. Second free throw good. He goes into double figures. And he'll go to the sideline as Jawan Hill into the game. Hill, a 6'7 senior out of Detroit, Michigan for SBU. Pressure off the inbound as Wallace being pressured by Preston Gio. We'll take it across the timeline. Dibbles left side. Out to the top of the key. Find Snyder down the lane all the way to the bucket. Lays it up and in. And you'll never have an easier layup than that. Absolutely no one was in that lane.
That was warm-ups. I mean, that's a warm-up layup there.
18 points for Snyder and a timeout by SBU. 8:02 left in the game. 85-51. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over SBU. Back to Bolivar right after this one-minute timeout. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
85-51, Northwest Missouri State in front. 8 minutes left in the game. Preston Gio across the timeline for SBU. Spins to the free throw line. Out front right side for Stevens. Back to Gio on the right side. Guarded by Williams for Northwest. High goes low into lane for a Hill and a foul. Coming on the help side with Wallace. And I think Matt will get called for the foul. That'll be his second foul. Eighth team foul on Northwest with 7:47 left, and Northwest in front 85-51. They've never trailed in this game, led by as many as 34 points in this one. That's what they lead by right now. Free throw, good. Moore as he knocks down the first free throw.
Cats right now from three-point range. As a team, 12 of 25, shoot 48% from outside the arc. That's awesome.
Not a bad performance tonight. Second free throw is good. Now 85-52, Northwest Missouri, or rather 85-53, Northwest Missouri State in front. 7:40 left in the game. On the left side is Williams. Brings it back right side. Kirker, now to Wallace. Right corner for Kozad. Nice drive to the baseline on the right side. Third double team. Draw out the foul. We'll get to the free throw line.
Kind of grabbed at his left thumb and shakes that hand a little bit as there were about three or four arms from Southwest Baptist Bearcats in there trying to strip the basketball loose.
Foul goes on Yusuf Owashani, who just entered the game. He's out of Houston, Texas, and at the free throw line, Kozad, and knocks down the first free throw.
I think another thing that's encouraging tonight for Northwest is their free throw shooting. It seems like they've been able to come back out of that slump that they had for a couple of games at the line as a team, 20 of 23 right now tonight.
And another free throw by Cosette knocks it down. And they've been getting to the line some and taking advantage of it. 87-53, Northwest Missouri State. Larson on the left side. Out front, pass tip, but it's picked up by Stevens. Guarded by Snyder. Goes past Snyder to the buck on the left side, lays it up and in. And a Stevens in double figures of 10. 87-55, Northwest in front of SBU. Snyder out between the circles, looks right side. Crooker with it in front of the Bearcat bench. Out front, left side for Williams. Dribbles left, out front Snyder. Again, looking at a 2-3 zone out of SBU. Showed a little bit of man-to-man back in the first half through the lane. Kirker to the bucket, lays it up, and in again. An easy layup driving through the lane. Knocked it high off the glass and knocks it in. 13 points for Kirker, 89-55, Northwest in front. Out front left side, Burkhall. Now goes low left for Hill, misses the shot, and the rebound Snyder for the Cats as he comes down with the rebound. The official blows the whistle.
Yeah, Hill came down awkwardly, kind of rolled his ankle as well and was hopping around, and the official stopping play, wondering if maybe he needed to come out of the lineup.
Inbound goes to Wallace. He'll take it across the timeline, dribbles left. Left side, finds Crooker, low left side for Cosette. Spins left, up with the shot off the glass, misses, and the rebound. Owashani for Southwest Baptist. Across the timeline, left he goes with the dribble. Now to Larson on the left wing. 6:15 left in the game. Free throw line driving. Larson dishes low left and intended for a Hill. Missed him. Goes out of bounds. We belong to Northwest. 89-55. Northwest in front. 6:09 left in the game. Northwest will return home Saturday afternoon and face Central Missouri. The women's game will tip off at 1:30 and the men at 3:30. We'll have the broadcast of both of those beginning at 1:10 with our pregame for the women. Should be a fun afternoon of basketball. On the right side, Kirkham. Central Missouri men's team right behind Northwest and Missouri Southern in the standings. Kirker drives the baseline into the left corner. Finds Williams out top of the key for Wallace. Through the lane, runner on the way. Misses, rebound Cosette. The putback off the left side is good. Cosette with 13 points. 91-55, Northwest Missouri State in front. On the left side, Larson into the left corner. Now a fadeaway jumper by Burkhall. Knocks it down. Just inside the arc, he's got 7 points. 91-57, Northwest Missouri State in front. On the right side, Kirker. Kirker, free throw line, through the lane. The runner on the way, good. Another easy shot through the lane for Northwest. SBU has given up 120, or has actually given up this season 117 points. Now pass goes out front, stolen by Wallace. He'll drive, and he goes with a one-handed slam. Gets a standing ovation by the Bearcat players on the sideline. It's a rare opportunity for Matt Wallace to get a dunk. And 95-57, Northwest Missouri State in front. In that game in which they gave up 117 points, they won that game. They put up 123 against Missouri S&T. 95-57, Northwest Missouri State up here. Cats trying to break the 100-point mark for the second time this season. Kirker out between the circles. Looks left side for Williams. Back to Kirker on the right. Free throw line, through the lane. Dishes left corner. There is Williams. A three on the way. Nothing but net. 18 points for Bryson Williams. 98-57, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cats had 105 points against Waldorf back on December 16th. Standing right now at 98. 98-57 the score. Northwest in front of SBU. 4:22 left in the game. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Calling the timeout, Derek Stewart knocks down a jumper from the free throw line, and it's now a 98-59 game. Northwest in front down the lane. Tyler Funk is fouled by Silas Smith, a freshman out in Nevada, Missouri, seeing his first playing time tonight with 4:06 left. And that will be his first, obviously, and eighth as a team. Breaking the action, although I think we just took that, but seems to be a little confusion about this.
We have seen more confusion about timeouts from officials this year than any year in the past.
Well, they're going to go ahead and take this with 4:06 left in the game. Northwest 98 and SVU 59. We'll be back to Bolivar right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back in Bolivar at the free throw line, Tyler Funk knocks down the free throw for Northwest, 99-59. Northwest Missouri State in front, 4:06 left. Second free throw by Tyler on the way, and that one's good. First 2 points of the game, it's 100-59. Northwest Missouri State in front. Off the left side, Stewart takes another jumper from 16, won't go. Fight for the rebound, and Smith brings it out for SVU. Lobs it out front left for Stewart, into the left corner, the pass goes. Driving to the bucket is Obukwelu, up for the shot, knocks it down, and a foul. Obukwelu will go to the free throw line. Foul goes on Jordan Ashton, who checked in during that timeout. That's his first. And Obukwelu going to the free throw line. He has 7 points tonight. 100-61 the score. His free throw off the back of the rim. And Northwest Missouri State with the rebound. Pulling down the rebound, Blake Ruiz, the freshman of Beatrice. Right side for Wallace, and his pass tip goes out of bounds. And assistant coach Austin Meyer showing some quick hands to pull that pass, that ball down from about 3 feet away. Inbound for Northwest off the right side for Wallace. And it's loose on the floor off the pass. Diving after it is Funk for the Cats. Goes left side for Snyder. Into the left corner, Reyes. Tries the baseline. Lost the handle on the ball. And it is picked up by SVU. But a double dribble called by Silas Smith as he tries to take it down the floor with 3:30 left. Northwest in front, 100-61. It's a 54-32 game at halftime. And Northwest came out and played, continue to play good basketball out of the second half, and really, I think we've seen SBU, at least the guys that got most of the minutes, essentially give up in the second half.
Yeah.
Out front is Wallace. Now to Snyder. Looks on the right side for Ashton. To Snyder in the right corner. Out front, right side, Funk. Funk to the free throw line. Down the lane he goes. Ball knocked loose and picked up by Derek Stewart for SBU. Across the timeline, left side to the left wing, into the left corner with the pass. Finds Ogunyemi, and now a foul, now a travel violation out front by Trey Burkholm, and the turnover will give it to Northwest with 3:04 left. And Northwest Missouri State in front 100-61. They've had a lead of 41 in this game. Across the timeline, right side, Wallace. Looks right side and finds Funk. Pivots. Back right side for Snyder. Now to Funk. Going right side with 2:47 left. Through the lane he goes. Trying to go low left with it, and it wasn't a foul inside. Trying to go low for Ruiz. Ball knocked loose. It kicked, I believe, off that. So as Northwest will inbound baseline left. Wallace gets the inbound left side for Ashton. Out to the left and Snyder. Out front left for Funk. 8 on the shot clock. Funk expires the dribble out front. Now finds Snyder on the left wing to Ashton with 3 on the shot clock. Out of Wallace out near the jump ball circle. Launches a 3 attempt. Comes up short. And shot clock violation will give SBU the ball with 2:26 left and a 100-61 lead for Northwest. The inbound to Stewart, and he will take it across the timeline on the right side. Junior out of Michigan. Dribbles top of the key. Back right side with the pass for Smith. Launches it low right side for Ogunyemi. Now into the left corner, the pass. They find it to Owashini, and Owashini drives, knocks it down into foul. This will go on Snyder. That'll be his third. And we'll send Yusuf Owashini to the free throw line. We've got Daniel Ogunyemi and Yusuf Owashini. Obukwelu, they've got the names in the conference anyway. Free throw misses. Rebound tapped out front left side. Picked up by Stewart. Now out front Smith, and he knocks down the 3.
Some of those names are as hard to say as the Northeastern State uniforms were hard to read.
166, Northwest Missouri State in front. And a foul. As Funk went driving through the lane, and the foul coming up on Southwest Panthers. Moshaney will pick up his second foul and get Funk to the free throw line. 157 left, 100-66. The fewest points that SBU has scored this year, 67 at Emporia State. They'll probably break that here. It's a free throw miss by Funk. Into the left corner for Snyder. Out front right side is Funk once again. Now top of the key, Wallace. The Funk on the left. Drives to the left baseline, and a bump and a foul. It'll get back to the free throw line. Stewart will commit the foul with 1:46 left. Northwest scored 105 points against Waldorf. They could break that mark tonight. It came back again on December 16th at Bearcat Arena in a non-conference game. Free throw by Funk is good. He's perfect at the free throw line and has 3 points tonight. Second free throw is good. 102-66 Northwest. Stewart across the timeline on the left side. Obukwelu with it. Looks on the right side for Burkhall. His pass tipped high in the air and controlled by Snyder as it's tipped away by Wallace. And it goes right back to Wallace. He'll take it across midcourt right side with 1.5 minutes left. Northwest looking to take sole possession of first place in the MIAA. Jordan Ashton out to the top of the key. Pulls up, takes a 14-foot jumper on the right side. Won't go on the rebound. Burkhall for SBU. 1:15 left. Stirred across the timeline. Out between the circles, Burkhall looks right side for Owashini. Cross court left side, Smith takes the 3 off the front of the rim. Rebound tip, Snyder clears it away for Northwest with just over a minute left in the game. 102-66, Northwest in front. I think it's safe to say Northwest will put this one in the W column. Well, pass to Ruiz underneath the bucket, and his shot blocked away. Goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest. Going out on the limb there. Wallace inbound, baseline left. Gets the inbound. 2 Funk drives, misses the shot. Wallace with the rebound. Back pedals, fades away, takes the jumper from 10. No, and the rebound SBU. On the fast break, ball tipped loose, picked up Ashton down the lane. Ball fake up with a shot off the glass and good. Jordan Ashton gets the bucket. And that's his first of the game. 104-66 Northwest with 35 seconds left. In the right corner, Smith the 3. Knocks it down for SBU. 104-69 Northwest Missouri State in front. 26 seconds left. Funk across the timeline on the right side as he'll just try to dribble out this game, and SBU will allow him to do that as there's now 17 seconds left. Northwest looking to go to 7-1 on the year. This will be their fourth straight victory and eighth out of the last nine games here as they will pull away with the win here. 104-69 the score, clock winding down to 2 seconds, and that will be it. Northwest Missouri State. We're going to 12-5 on the year and 7-1 in MIAA play as they lead from the opening tip to the final buzzer. Again, the final score, Northwest 104 and SBU 69. We'll be back to begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Bolivar, Northwest Missouri State with a win over Southwest Baptist tonight, 104-69. Bearcats came 1 point away from equaling their most points of the season as they had 105 against Waldorf, and Southwest Baptist just escaped with their low total this season was 67. That three they had gave them 69 for the night to be able to stay within that mark. But Northwest, really from the opening tip of this one, dominated play tonight.
Yeah, they got contributions all over the place. So many guys that were a part of this. Six players ended up in double-digit scoring. They were able to work the boards real well tonight. It just the effort that we saw from start to finish, even with the big lead, they continued to play hard. And I think that to me is the most impressive thing, because that's really hard for players to do, is just to keep your focus in the game, keep playing hard. But Northwest had no problems with it tonight.
Right. Northwest had no problems with that. At Southwest Baptist, on the other hand, had a lot of problems with that.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
And the final score, Northwest 104, SBU 69. We'll be back, have the extra F reward for you, and much more on our postgame. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talked with John Coffey about how the university saves energy.
We all know that budgets are tight everywhere in households, and certainly in radio stations and across the university. And so anything we can do to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money, we will. But also from a pure savings perspective, you know, we are trying to conserve energy, et cetera, and we've been a long-time leader in that for, you know, multiple decades, and so many people involved with that. But as we think back to the summer of 2012, only a year ago or so, we have realized a financial savings of about $600,000 thanks to the efforts of our facility services team. And it really comes down to operating our campus more efficiently and reducing energy costs across buildings, across a variety of uses, and as you mentioned, a lighting upgrade. And we really started that lighting upgrade last summer, and we've installed more energy-efficient lighting and control systems in our academic buildings, in our residence halls. And for listeners that know the campus, a couple of examples. One is the Student Rec Center. You know, that thing is used, as you well know, John. But we've put in 30% more light in there, so, you know, easier to see if you're making a basket or not. But also, we're using 25% less power. So very, very significant upgrade. And in the end, we're saving about $3,000 per year in energy savings in the rec center alone. But that it doesn't just stop at the rec center. It goes across all of our high-rise residential halls, the Lampkin Activity Center we've done, the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building, and the some other buildings across campus.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
And back at the Meyer Sports Center in Bolivar, Northwest Missouri State, with a 104-69 win over Southwest Baptist. Before we go over our extra effort award for tonight, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, Northwest with a 104-69 win over Southwest Baptist. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, this is one of those games where everyone that played for Northwest contributed one way or another. But guy coming off the bench had another big night tonight in Zach Schneider.
Yeah, I tell you, when a guy can come off the bench and play like a starter, that's really going to help the team out. He had 25 minutes of action tonight, but 16 points, 8 rebounds, not too far off a double-double. Very efficient tonight, 6 of 8 shooting from the field, 4 of 6 from three-point range. So just adding to the all-around good night for Northwest tonight.
For Northwest as a team, 49% from the field. They were 13 of 26 on three-pointers for 50% average from there. At the free throw line, 86% tonight, 25 of 29. You look at SBU tonight, 41% from the field, 24-58. They are 7 of 22 from a three-point range for 32% average from there and 14 of 21 at the free throw line. And that's right about where they've been all season long at the free throw line. But Matt, Northwest just really made it hard for SBU to get off their threes tonight.
Yeah, and that's the important thing. You know, at SBU, if they're hitting threes, it's not that big a deal if they're missing a few free throws here and there. But they weren't hitting threes tonight either.
Cats also out-rebounded SBU by 17 in tonight's game.
Yeah, that's just tremendous effort right there. And again, we talked about how a lot of different players contributed for Northwest. It was the same rebounding-wise, all players but two. Ended up with at least one rebound for Northwest tonight.
Cass did a good job taking care of the basketball, just 10 turnovers tonight, 18 for SBU. Of course, some of that from the standpoint of really SBU didn't provide a lot of pressure against Northwest.
Yeah, but, you know, in games like this where it is a blowout, sometimes you see turnovers add up because even the team in the lead loses focus a little bit, but Northwest didn't have that issue tonight.
Cats had a number of players in double figures. Deshaun Cooper led the way with 22. 18 points for Bryson Williams. 16, as we mentioned, for Zach Schneider. Also 13 points for Grant Cozad and 12 points tonight for Dylan Starzl as well. Again, Northwest with the win. We'll come back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey. praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Bolivar at the Myers Sports Center after an 104-69 win for Northwest over Southwest Baptist, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team in Ben McCollum. And Ben, you had a 41-32 lead at the end of the first half and never let up in the second half, building a 41-point lead at one point before cruising to the 104-69 win. I think one of the big keys out of this, after you kind of took control of this ball game, you never gave SBU a chance to get back in it.
I thought we stayed with the same mentality throughout, and that's difficult to do when you have a sizable lead, especially early. We kept it on them defensively. We executed what we wanted to do defensively, and then offensively we were pretty unselfish, penetrating pitch, and then obviously inside out. So, it was good all around as far as our effort goes, as far as our focus and concentration on what we need to do, obviously the results were good as well.
You going in as Southwest Baptist, a team that lives and dies by the three-point shot, and you really made it difficult for them early on to try to get off their three-pointers.
Yeah, we didn't allow a lot of penetrating pitch. We really stayed home on the shooters when they drove, and you could see them kind of jump in the air with nowhere to go, and our guys did a good job of that. I thought we did a good job of defending their leading scorer. Thought we did a good job on their point guard. All around, I just thought we did an excellent job defending them throughout the whole game. And they're a tough team to defend. I mean, this is the number one scoring team in the conference. It's a tough place to play and tough place to win, and especially tough to play the way we played tonight.
And you had a number of players that contributed in this one.
Yeah, we did. Guys all played well. They're buying into what they can do. And when you buy into what you can do and you do what you can do and don't do anything outside of that, special things happen. But when you go outside the box a little too much, and we did a few times tonight, then, bad things happen. So we need to continue to grow, continue to get better, and understand that we're still a work in progress.
Now you've won now four straight and now eight out of the last nine. And, again, as you say, though, there's still areas to improve. How tough is it to work on some of those things you want to improve on when essentially in the last couple of weeks you've had a game every other night?
Well, you got to break down film. We've got one day to prepare for Central. And so, with each preparation, though, you actually improve because you've got to prepare for different styles. And with every style, you gain a little bit more knowledge. Well, there's only so many styles you can have. And so, this might have been similar to somebody else. And Central might be similar to somebody else that we played. And so eventually after you've guarded all these different styles, now all of a sudden you've guarded everything. And so it doesn't take as long to prepare. So we are improving by playing all these games.
And one of the things, too, that's impressive, most of these have been on the road here in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and, we enjoy the road. I enjoy it. Always have. Well, I guess my first couple of years I didn't really enjoy much. But, we enjoy the road and embrace it. And it's fun to go into somebody else's place and see what we can do.
And a win here tonight also puts you a half game in front of the MIAA standings.
Yeah, it's a long season, though. Our objective is to keep on improving and as long as we do that, I think we'll be okay. But again, we're a work in progress and we've got a big one coming up here Saturday that we've got to make sure that we're ready for and we will be.
What are some of the things that makes Central Missouri a tough team to prepare for coming up on Saturday?
I really don't know. I haven't watched any film on them this year. I'm guessing they probably rebound pretty well. That's generally what they do. This year they've got quite a few shooters. They've got an inside presence as well, a guy that's probably averaging 12, 14 points a game. And so, I really don't know as far as what they do specifically, just because I haven't watched. I watched SBU this past week.
And it should be a fun atmosphere Saturday afternoon. The home games have been a lot of fun with the students getting involved, and the Teaks, of course, doing a lot of things. And I think expect a little bit more of that on Saturday afternoon.
Well, I hope so. We had an excellent crowd the last game, and that was on Monday. Had a great crowd. They were into it. Hopefully we can get the same on Saturday, and hopefully we can give them a good show.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, Sean.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Northwest with the 104-69 win over Southwest Baptist. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristateFordandLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back, Kim Oliver, Northwest Missouri State in the men's game defeats Southwest Baptist tonight 104-69. Earlier in the evening, the Northwest women came up short in their game with SBU, losing 84-72. Got a strong second half for the Northwest women. They just dug themselves a little bit too deep of a hole to start with.
Yeah, and, you know, really, talking with Coach Smith, and you think about that first half, you know, Southwest Baptist women shot 70% from the field in the first half. And, you know, sometimes that can happen when teams aren't defending real well. But if you think about it, Northwest was there defensively on a lot of those shots. They were just going down. So it's kind of tough. On a night like that when a team is shooting that well, Coach said that, the prior game they shot 28% from the field. So, you know, maybe yeah. SBU was due. I don't know. But, you know, in terms of getting better and trying to make some improvements, I think even in the loss tonight they were able to do that.
You look ahead toward Saturday afternoon. It should be a fun game matchup on Saturday at Bearcat Arena. Two very good Central Missouri teams coming to Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and for the Bearcat women, we have seen them play well against some of the top teams in the MIAA, so hopefully that will continue because you're looking at a top 10 team in the nation coming in on Saturday. And for the Bearcat men, they've just become such an entertaining team to watch because of the effort that they give.
And they're playing some good basketball right now. Again, it'll be 1:30 and 3:30 tip-offs on that Saturday afternoon. Again, this Bearcat men's team winning now four straight, eight out of their last nine, and really the last couple ball games in the second half of the Washburn game last Saturday, playing excellent basketball, and it should be a fun matchup, and fans will be entertained out of that basketball game coming up.
Yeah, should be a great afternoon on Saturday.
Yeah, this will do it from Bolivar here this evening. Again, the final scores in the women's game, it was SBU with a win over Northwest, 84-72, as the Northwest women fall to 5-10 and 2-6 in the conference. SBU's women now 7-7 and 2-5 in the conference. In the men's game tonight, the Bearcats led from a tip-off to the end of the game, 104-69. The final score as Northwest improves to 12-5 and 7-1 in MIAA play. SBU falls to 8-8 and 1-6 in the conference. They've now lost their last five games. Again, we'll be back with you Saturday afternoon along the Bearcat Radio Network. The women's game at 1:30 and the men at 3:30. We'll be on there at 1:10 with our pregame for the women's matchup, again, from Bearcat Arena as Northwest faces Central Missouri. Well, thanks to Brander Travis engineering the Bearcat Radio Network this evening. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bolivar.